bill. In a short while, I will be going over to the hospital to see Jerry. I was at the 67th earlier this afternoon. He was doing very, very good, and he was in a pretty good jovial mood. And as a matter of fact, he wrote a letter to you and to Harriet this afternoon, which I've already mailed, and you should get about the same day as you get this tape. He's doing real, real good. I've talked with his doctor about once or twice a day every day, and as a matter of fact, he was by while I was visiting with Jerry, and everything is going along fine. And I would anticipate that they'll probably keep Jerry here until Monday or Tuesday, or even a little bit longer, until they secondarily close the wound, at which time he will probably be evacuated. We won't even know exactly where he's going until the day that he's evacuated. The usual chain is to evacuate the patients from here to Clark Air Base in the Philippines, which they stay overnight, and then some are sent to Japan, some are sent to Okinawa, and a few of them are even sent to Tripler in Hawaii. And we won't know where Jerry's going until that day, because actually what decides the hospital that he goes to is the number of patients that those hospitals have that day in their own hospitals, and they sort of rotate them around. So it's hard to say exactly where he's going until he actually goes. From that, the next hospital that he goes to, he will undoubtedly go home, but no one here knows, and no one can predict how long this will all take. We hope that it won't take too long, but in any event, whatever's done will be for the best interests of Jerry and his personal welfare and health. We were in a pretty joking mood this afternoon. We were telling stories and so forth and so on. Last night, Jerry had a lot of visitors. A lot of people from his platoon came down to visit with him, and this is a primary reason that I didn't record anything from him last night. I felt he was probably just too tired from all the visitors, so that I thought I'd wait until tonight to record some tape from the first tape that he recorded to you. He was a little bit sedate, and he'd had a fair amount of shots and things like that, and his speech was kind of hurried and nervous, as you could tell, but I'm sure that you will be able to tell a large difference in him, as I have since the first day they brought him here. But he is doing well, and God willing, everything will be just fine, and he'll be in perfect shape by the time he gets home, or not by the time he gets home, but eventually he will be after he's fully recovered from his injuries. So the next voice that you will hear on this tape will be Jerry's voice, and I'll be recording that from the hospital.
Well, dear Mom, Bill, it's about 7:30 here now, and everything is fine. As you can sound, my voice is back to normal. There's nothing wrong at all now. Marv bought the tape recorder, and I'm feeling real good. I kind of get restless, you know. I hate to sit around, lay around this much, but it's just something you have to contend with. There's no pain at all in the leg, moving around, and I ate real good today, and bowel movement is real good, and no infection at all. And everything seems to be working out real fine. I'm real comfortable. Actually, you know, Marvin just turned up the volume real loud because I'm in a ward. This way, I don't look like I'm yelling. I'm really talking real low, but you can pick it up real good. It was a funny thing how it happened that afternoon when I went out. you know, on this, when this patrol, by the way, I wrote a long letter today, which you probably have by now. It's pretty sloppy. I also wrote one, this list, but at least you know that that's my hand and I'm writing and there's no problem whatsoever. Medevac ship that had to get this guy, went down and was getting the guy out. We were just circling the position and, I heard the pop, pop, pop. And, I'd been fired at before and I knew what it sounded like. And then just then I heard it hit and it hit me. And it hurt real bad at the time. But, Captain Fields just banked off and headed straight for IK, had me there in no time, and the crew chief and the gunner rushed up and they got a tourniquet on me. They're both getting a soldier's medal or something out of it for getting the tourniquet on me and holding it all the way and not letting me lose too much blood. And they rushed me right in, boy, cut my clothes off, shaved me, and x-rayed it, got all the vital information, and went right in there and cleaned it up. And I woke up, and of course, you know, there's no doubt it hurt, but I knew just like it was a broken toe or broken arm, and in about 2-3 days the pain went away, and now I don't even take pain shots anymore. They just give me a pill a couple times a day, and it doesn't hurt. I move it around. Then there's not a full cast on there, just a little sort of a half cast to keep me from moving around too much. It's like a discipline cast. And they're real good here. Like I said today, if I had all the money in the world, I couldn't have answered better care. The nurses here are all Army nurses. That young girls did tons. And the doctors are around several times. My doctor is, he's wonderful. And Marvin comes over here. I'm not at the 85th, I'm at the 67th. They handle this sort of thing. But he comes over here and checks with it. The guys were just down here. The guys just left a few minutes ago. They grasshoppered some aircraft down here tonight from a dog. And everything's really fine. I tell you, there's some Vietnamese kids down at the end of this ward here that which are staring at me right now, looking at a tape recorder. Some of them accidentally got hit by some American artillery, and this little girl is a few beds away, had a leg blown off, and here's a young kid looking, down here. They're really getting a bang out of seeing me talking in this machine. I don't think they've ever seen a tape recorder before, but it's really something. It's a shame that things like that have to happen to them. Now, what will happen is I'll probably be going to Japan in 2 or 3 or 4 days. Now, I don't know if I'll be there a day, a week, 3 or 4 or 5 months, but don't expect me home, you know, like tomorrow, Donnerstag or something like that, because it just doesn't happen that way. They have their duty there. They have to evaluate it, and I want to stay there a while too, because all that time in Japan counts as far as a Vietnam tour. And this way, there's no chance of, it's just best to let the Pacific Theater be well satisfied with my time over here. If they do ask me where I want to go, of course I'll say Munson Army Hospital in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, just about 60 minutes from the house, and be able to get, probably out of there, come to Kansas City on weekends, and then take, even when I'm through, take 45, 60-day convalescent, which is a free leave when I'm ready to get well. It'll take before I'm back playing, running and flying and really on my feet, kicking around. It'll be a few months for this muscles and arteries and veins to get real strong that they can take a lot of pressure. But I want to tape is getting a little bit short now, but I want you to hear my voice. Know that this voice right now is the same as it was on the tape I made the other night. And when I get to Japan, I'll send my address as soon as I get there. This way you can write to me. And until then, you can always send anything to Marvin, because he'll know where I'm going for sure, or be able to get in touch with me. And the guys have taken care of all my gear. They'll either ship it to Japan or ship it back to Kansas City for me. So there's not much more. I just don't want you to worry, because, like I said, this could have been worse. There's a lot of guys that are worse off in this place, and I was lucky. And just a lot of crying and a lot of getting upset just doesn't do any good, because it's just wasted energy. It's just wasted energy. All energy should be used to just be ready for when I come home, because it'll be a little while before I'll be able to really be kicking around. But I'm proud. I'm not glad this happened, needless to say, but I did a job and did the best I could, and Charlie got lucky one day. He just happened to be shooting, and we flew into it, and he's not that good a shot. We weren't making any mistakes. We flew out of the right kind of gun pattern, and he just happened to shoot one where he probably didn't mean for it to go, and it got me. But these people here are wonderful, and I feel real good. Marv's up there getting a little ice cream for me now, and I'll stop right now so we can finish this up. Don't worry, I'm in real good shape.